lesbiasian.com. That's lesbiasian.com. This is Faith.
This is Tani, and today we have a special guest, Chai, calling in from New York City. She is an author, writer, social psychologist, activist, labor organizer from Taiwan who currently resides in New York City. She recently published her second book, Diary of Collective Heartbreak. Her first book was a compilation of poetry called A Necessary Confession, released in 2006. On her free time, she preoccupies herself with 80s and 90s lesbian literature, rooftop parties, Marxist feminism, and faux leather products. Her life is like a never-ending flight in between places.
Chai is also a friend of ours that we met in Seattle and organized Tongzi movie nights together. Tongzi is a slang term for gay comrade in Chinese, and to credit Chai, she exposes to probably a quarter of the Taiwanese lesbian films listed on Lesbiasian's movie page. So, without further ado, welcome Chai.
Welcome Chai. Thank you for being on the call today. So,
hi.
Let's go ahead and dive right into it. You've been writing for quite some time now. Tell us a little bit about how you got into writing and what inspires you to do it and all that.
I actually started writing when I was 13, when I first came out in Taiwan. And I think in my generation, internet was sort of the first resources people look at when they're coming out. So during that time, there was a lot of chat rooms and different blogs and different discussion forums online about like lesbian identities and places to meet other folks. So I started writing my own blog, and then I started accumulating a lot of more and more audience, even though like I changed my blogs like every once in a while. So I think that was always a way for me to just, I think I'm just a very sensitive person, and I always have a lot of feelings. So that was an easy way to sort of deal with those feelings when there was not much around me, not much of a formulated community yet when I was so young and being gay in Taiwan. So yeah, so I think it was just a really good outlet. But then I took writing more seriously, I guess, when I was the last year of high school. I took a creative writing class, and we had to do research on a certain topic to write a short fiction. So I picked the topic of eating disorder because I was going through I lost someone during that year, and that was really tough for me. So that became a really good outlet for me to write. And I think I started to take writing really seriously, and also thinking about bringing different materials and styles and theories into it.
That's awesome. And you had published a book previous, right? And what was that book called?
A Necessary Confession. Yeah, I actually didn't know I would get published. I just printed 500 copies and then put it in different coffee shops in Taiwan and go to different lesbian parties, and hopefully people will buy it. So it was really just for fun. But then I got lucky and met this woman who threw really big parties, and actually she had the first lesbian magazine in Taiwan just 2 years ago. So it's called Les. It's like a new, it's a big deal right now. And but anyway, so she sort of helped me get published, get me connected. So that became my first actual published book in 2006.
That's a great story of connecting to other lesbians in the community. That's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good parties, yeah.
Yeah, good partying, of course.
You gotta meet them somewhere. Yeah, writing is so healing and releasing for both, like, writers and readers alike. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that, you know, your voice is getting out, because I'm sure it's going to impact a lot of lesbians out there and people who share similar struggles, such as eating disorders or in general.
Everything else in life.
Yeah, that, like, women.
Relationships.
Yeah, relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah. Which brings us to your latest book. It's called Diary of Collective Heartbreak. So
I know. I think it sounds better in Chinese.
How do you say it in Chinese?
You want to tell us a little bit about your latest book?
So the first book was a collection of poetry and two short fictions. But I was really trying to write a long fiction. So this was sort of my first effort and my first try attempt to write sort of a film-related long story. And it was mostly about the past 3 years, sort of my late college years in Seattle. And I was trying to describe the community, sort of the political, but also dating scene in Seattle. And a lot of it is surrounded around the question of immigration, around race, around sort of casual hookups and sort of the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll actually now, the more I think about it, I'll interpret it as sort of like a personal development story. So the main character sort of goes through a different relationship, but was not, could not be fulfilled emotionally because there's a lot of things like she probably hasn't really dealt with in her mind. She just sort of goes through different girls to get by and to heal those things she doesn't want to deal with. But as the more she's thinking about it and thinking about how she's really angry with the world, you know, as a young immigrant, you know, Taiwanese lesbians not seeing and cannot find the right community or comfortable community to be in. She became more and more political, and then she started, you know, engaging in the anti-war and the Palestine struggle during that time. And that became an outlet for her to think about sort of the connection between this intimate thing of love and sex, but also the larger structural problems and politics, etc. So I think, yeah, that's how I think about it right now. And there's also a lot of my attempt to try to describe this, I think, really interesting sort of anarchist influence queer scene in Seattle, which is like largely white. So talk about the privileges in it, but, you know, but also I think very interesting kind of lifestyle there that I think for Taiwanese or like Chinese reading audience, that's that, I mean, I think that that's an interesting story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds very complex. And so would you say it's more of a fiction? Like, would you categorize it
as fiction? Memoir?
Yeah, right. Compared to memoir.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I wrote it as a fiction. I mean, of course, a lot of it is my personal experiences and materials and my development. But then, I mean, the stories are fictionalized to make it coherent. Yeah.
Cool.
I think I found really interesting why I did the book tour in Taiwan was people are commenting on the sex scenes in a book. I think it's really important for lesbian literatures to have, you know, good explicit sex scenes. And that's, I think, one thing I was trying to do with this book. So, I don't know, I think just, you know, a lot of the literature we have, especially in Taiwan, were from, you know, the 90s. And right now I think there's a market, there's a lot of readers are craving this, but we're still reading things from the 90s, which is, you know, it's pretty modest in terms of how they describe like lesbians relations and sex more explicitly. So I don't know, so I think that's just it's a big issue, like we should think about it. So not necessarily sex in a erotica way, but then in a literature I think there should be good sex scenes. So I was trying to really hold that together.
Yeah, definitely, because I think there's definitely a lack of, you know, real like authentic sex that's shown in like literature or movies or whatever that's reflective of actual like real life lesbians,
not just from the perspective of the mainstream hetero media.
So yeah, it's good. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait to read it.
Well, that leads us to the next question.
Curious.
Is there a translated version or is it only in Chinese?
It's only in Chinese right now. Yeah.
Okay, so
I have to quit grad school to work on it if I ever translate.
He's gonna have to learn how to read Chinese and then read it to me.
Yeah. So for all those lucky Chinese readers, where can they purchase your book?
You can buy it online now. This website that I give it to you guys. I mean, they do international shipping as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bokelai. I mean, there's Chinese people listening out there. I also have an interview with the online form. I think Okapi is the name of the blog and the website.
Great. Are you going to be doing any more like book tours? You did a book tour in Taiwan. Is there like any book readings?
Not in Taiwan, no, but there's going to be an interview coming out from the LEZS magazine in October. And then I just got connected to the Institute of Tongzi Studies. Apparently they're in New York, so I'll probably be giving a talk in November.
So awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Yeah. So yeah,
so
it's good.
Exciting.
It's good because, I mean, the context is the U.S., so I think it's good to talk about it here, even though it's written in Chinese.
Yeah. Keep us updated with all your new happenings and everything. We'd love to like continue to share what's going on with your book and, you know, for other lesbians out there who would like to come see you talk and stuff. So
yeah,
make sure you keep us updated and we'll update
our links and stuff if things come out.
Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure having you talk with us today.
Yeah, calling from New York.
You so too.
Yeah. Again, for those who can read Chinese, you can order her book, Diary of Collective Heartbreak, online at www.books.com.tw.
And until next time, lesbiation for life!